It's a difficult one. The farming sector is very difficult because, look, it's so expansive. But once you look at the people working in it, a lot of them are working on their own, single workers, and they're working long hours and have lots of, I suppose, issues to deal with along with safety. Obviously, the weather has an impact. There are several things that they have to take into consideration, but we are saying that safety is a priority, because if the safety doesn't go well or something goes wrong there, well, then all the rest pales into insignificance. So yes, it is a message that we're trying to get out there, but sometimes you wonder, are people taking heed of it? We'd ask farmers to, you know, end up coming season, cider season is coming upon us, that they take due care and attention and do some planning in their work. So hopefully the message will get out there, and that's what this campaign is about. It's about inspectors going out there on the ground, doing the inspections, raising awareness and looking at tractors and machinery in particular.
And we often hear the cliche, a life or death issue, but this is a life or death issue, as indeed, you know, journalists ourselves see that, even attending coroner's cases.
Yeah.
You are getting this situation of people dying as a result of not preparing properly.
Yes, Harry, the statistics are pretty grim in terms of fatalities. I mean, it's not just fatalities. Of course, they always catch the headline figures, but there's lots of injuries. And also, farmers' health has to be taken into account. And over the last number of years, last year we've seen 15 fatalities in the agriculture sector, which was low, but the preceding years, 2017 and 2016, seen 25 and 22. So it's unacceptably high, and we want to make sure that farmers do everything in their power to manage safely on their farms, because it's very important. As I say, if it goes wrong, it can go can have serious consequences and impact both in the family and the wider community.
And as you prepare for this inspection campaign, I see you also mentioned quad bikes. These are becoming more and more popular, and you see them flying around fields and by roads, and young lads maybe with no helmets on them. It's a problem as well.
It is a problem, and yes, they feature in the statistics when it comes to fatalities. They became very common, and all age groups, and there's a particular, I suppose we have a particular emphasis on elderly farmers, because the profile, age profile within some of the statistics of fatalities is that it is the older farmer over 60s that frequently, unfortunately, make up those statistics. So that tells the story in itself. But yes, the quad bikes, they became very popular, but they're a very dangerous piece of equipment if not used with the due care and attention, and that there's training that whoever operates them, that they're competent to operate them, and they operate them in conditions that they are safe to use, in terms of making sure that the ground is flat, don't go up steep slopes, take into account the weather conditions, and wear the appropriate personal protective equipment, and in this case, a helmet. So it's very important to make sure that the risk assess the activity that they're using the quad bike for, and take the appropriate control measures, and don't lose sight that, albeit it looks a small piece of equipment, it is a very dangerous piece of equipment, given the environments that it's working in.